The Council on Foreign Relations report says Washington has long believed its version of the internet would ultimately prevail. That hasn't happened, with countries around the world exerting greater control over the network, localizing data, blocking content, and launching political influence campaigns. The bottom line, according to the report, is that adversaries are making it more difficult for the U.S. to operate in cyberspace, and the country needs a new foreign policy for the internet. Jamie Misick works for the Council on Foreign Relations and was co-chair of the task force that put this report together. She says the U.S. was hoping other countries would be forced into adjusting to its terms or miss out on the benefits of a global and open internet.
My view is that the Russia-Ukraine issue has changed the equation for a lot of the countries that were thinking about just trying to sit on the fence and not really, you know, choose to be in one camp or another camp. And I think right now, it may sound a little too elementary, but it's almost like a values question has been entered into this. You know, do you want to side on, you know, with rule of law, trusted data flows, and the like? And I think you're going to see more countries maybe leave the fence and go into what we talk about in the report in a lot of detail, which is this trusted coalition of like-minded countries based on standards and rules of law as opposed to form of government.
One of those countries exerting a greater degree of control is China. Former U.S. Representative Will Hurd from Texas is a task force member. He says it's a race.
Best case scenario, we're tied with the Chinese government, with some of these Chinese companies. That's the best case scenario. And the only way that we're going to be able to compete with a country that's four times our size, that has industrial policy focus on this, is if we improve our collaboration between the publics and the private sectors.
Hurd says companies need to put their swords down and work together so the U.S. isn't left behind. The task force is proposing three pillars to a foreign policy that should guide Washington's adaptation to today's more complex and dangerous cyber realm. First, it should consolidate a coalition of allies around a vision of the internet. Next, balance targeted diplomatic and economic pressure on adversaries with more disruptive cyber operations. And third, link digital competition with the broader enterprise of national security strategy. Task Force member Adam Siegel says there is some progress.
What we're beginning to see the Biden administration do is amass a coalition around certain ideas about how data should be handled, traded, what our cybersecurity standards are. We see that, I think, in a lot of different strands, the Indo-Pacific framework, the Quad, the discussions with the Europeans from the TTC. I think we want to see more concrete action and some deliverables.
And it's important to get the public on board. Will Hurd says they are waking up. Between a ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline and an attempted hack into the drinking water supply in South Florida, people are paying attention.
You know, somebody tried to poison the water. And the dude that was, you know, eating his lunch at 2 o'clock at morning and saw the red flashing light and solved the problem, that people could have been poisoned from a digital hack. I think that made it real to people.
The task force has a long list of recommendations in its report to shore up the internet. You can read them at WVXU.org. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.